الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama-i kiram, brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has blessed us with another Mubarak month, that is the month of Ramadan. We are on the threshold of the beginning of a very great month, and if you look in the hadith, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained to the sahaba-i kiram, ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, the greatness and the virtue of this month. The tradition that we always read, or the most comprehensive one that we find, is of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were those chosen people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had accepted the deen of Islam, and thereafter they had preserved the deen and spread it and propagated the deen till this Mubarak deen had reached us. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu and all the sahaba kiram have great merit. Salman radiallahu anhu, if you go back into history, it's found that he was from a family that were fire worshippers. But the burning desire to look for the truth was in him, and he had run away from home seeking the truth, seeking guidance and hidayat. And it's a very, very lengthy journey that he had undertaken. People had taken him as a slave and sold him one after the other. Up to 14 or 20 people had bought him and sold him. Until he met with some Christian people that were on the deen of Haqq. He had accepted the deen of Christianity that was truth at that time. Thereafter, it mentioned he had went to some people that were Yahud, etc. Ultimately, one person had told him that soon there will be a Nabi and a Rasul that will be coming, and you should go. He will be upon the true deen. The Salman radiallahu anhu comes to Madinah Munawwara, and after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes hijrat, Salman radiallahu anhu looks for those signs that were shown to him by those people, the previous people that were upon the deen of Haqq, and thereafter he comes and accepts the deen of Islam. Great sacrifices were made for him just to seek the truth, and he enjoys a very great position in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, Salman minna, Salman is from amongst us, Ahlul Bayt, from like the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And quite strangely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu with a very, very long life. Some traditions, there's consensus, is that he has lived to 250 years. Some rewires, even 350 years are mentioned, but there's consensus that he had lived up to the old and ripe age of 250 years. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the last night of Shaban, on the last day of Shaban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and addressed the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in order to conscientize them about the great merits and advantages and benefits and virtues of this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the dawn and beginning of the month, addressed them and told them, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, qad adallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun, that O mankind, or O people, there has come upon you a month that is a very great month, a very, very great month. Just for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to just mention this one word was sufficient enough. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who through wahi is informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the reality of affairs, tells us that this is a very great month. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Mubarakun, a month that is blessed, a month that is full of blessings. And if you examine and scrutinize and look at this month very closely, you will find every single aspect of this month is blessed. Whether it is the nights, whether it is the days, whether it's the action that we carry out, whether it's the fasting, whether it's the mu'min and the sifat of a mu'min, whether it's the fazl from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find blessings through and through in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, such blessings that are not found in any other month. And this is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives added virtue and sacredness and barakah to any place that He wants, to any time, period of time that He wants. From all the months in the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the month of Ramadan. Then in the month of Ramadan, from all the days of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given added blessings to the last 10 days. And from the last 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given added blessings to the night of Qadr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first tells us, or tells humanity, that it is a very great month that is coming, a month that is Mubarak and is blessed. And how Mubarak and blessed is this month? We find the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerates and explains further. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us is, it is such a month, wa shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. It is such a month and is so blessed and so great, that is a month where it has one night, and that night is more virtuous than 1,000 months. One single night, like any other ordinary night, as far as the period is concerned, as far as the hours are concerned, but as far as the blessings are concerned, khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months. And how much is 1,000 months equivalent to? 83 years and 4 months. Better, how much better? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much better it is than 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months. Can you imagine the barakat of this night? Or what a great month it is that it contains such a night that is so blessed. That's why the ulama kiram mentioned that if a person searches out for Laylatul Qadr and he finds Laylatul Qadr even for 10 nights in his life, then it is like worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 830 years and even more. It is better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 830 years and even more. This is the value of this Mubarak night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in here. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's introducing this Mubarak month, the very first thing after mentioning the great and Mubarak months, mentions the greatest barakah that a person can achieve, that is the Laylatul Qadr. It is a month that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given one such night that is more valuable than 1,000 months. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draws our attention to those special ibadat that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fixed in this Mubarak month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us it's a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the fasting obligatory upon us. The fasting has been made farz upon us in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from the 12 months, only one month is made farz upon us. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to make 10 months or 11 months farz fasting upon us? We had no choice in the matter. With the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our weakness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made just one month farz upon us, the fasting upon this month. And especially in our current times, this fast has gone so small, barely 12 hours, hardly 12 hours, so easy is this fast Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting farz upon us. Farz means that every single person who is in a state of good health, etc., he has to fast, whether he's a male or female. When he reaches the age of puberty, he has to fast, it's compulsory. There is no reason for a person not to fast. Unfortunately, you find some people, Allah forbid and save our ummah, that we find for no apparent reason, a person leaves out the fast. The hadith is mentioned, the person misses out one fast. Thereafter, if he fasts his entire life, he cannot compensate for that fast. Otherwise, that amount of blessings, he will not get. If he fasts his entire life also, he will not get that barakat and blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the month of Ramadan. So we should be very, very cautious and encourage the people around us, especially our wives, our children, etc., to ensure that they fast, assist them to fast, get them up for sari, etc., and see that they fast, because this is the farz action from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefits of it, inshallah, we'll elaborate further in Ramadan, what we'll get for fasting. But here it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be fulfilled with this spirit that we are the slaves and bandas of Allah, and this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why primarily I'm carrying out this action. The reward, that's a secondary issue, and that is the fazl of Allah. Even if there was absolutely no reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, our malik, and our khaliq, and our cherisher and sustainer. It is the divine order of Allah. That is why we are fulfilling this fast. Further, Rasulullah tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the salat at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a sunnah and has made it tatawwu'. Otherwise, it's not binding, but it's a sunnah muakkara for us to read the taraweeh salat. And here again, we find that when it comes to the taraweeh salat, it's not sunnah only for 2 nights or 10 nights or 15 nights or 27 nights throughout the month of Ramadan. It is a sunnah. There are two separate sunnahs here we should clearly understand. One is to listen to the entire Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. This is one sunnah. Another sunnah is to see that we read the taraweeh salat throughout the month of Ramadan. obviously a person reads namaz in one masjid and listens to the Quran and he completes the taraweeh. Sometimes people have to go out due to some reason or the other, then they should ensure that they try and listen to the Holy Quran in a few nights where we find taraweeh taking place, sometimes three siparas, like it's in Darul Uloom, masjid, etc. Some read even in a lesser period, complete listening to the Quran, and thereafter go and read taraweeh for every night in the month of Ramadan, so that both the sunnahs are achieved. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that it is such a mubarak and valuable night, that Allah is valuable month, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward, and we find the stages of actions, the status of the actions are raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever carries out a nafil, an optional action, then it is raised to the status of a farad. It is raised to the status of a farad, and this is only the speciality of Ramadan. Throughout the year, the person carries out a nafil action cannot come close to the farad. But here in the month of Ramadan, this is the month of barakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, and this is the barakah, that a person carries out a nafil action and he reaches the stage of farad. And if a person carries out one farad action, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, then he gets the reward of 70 faraid. Of 70 faraid, can we imagine? Not of 2 and 5 and 10 and 15, one faraz, the person gets 70 faraid. How cautious should we be regarding the actions in this month? Whether it is a nafil action, we should go out and vie with each other to carry out the maximum amount of nafil action, etc., nafil salat, etc., and giving charity, nafil charity, etc. And together with that, when it comes to the faraiz, then we should try and increase the activities of the faraiz to get this reward. All these are incentives mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that creates the spirit within us to gain to the maximum, so that we not let this month go by in unmindfulness. We are heedless of this month, and we take this month like any ordinary month. No, here is the time for us to earn from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the unlimited treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us what we will get for every single action here. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that it is the month of sabr. Wa shahru sabr, it's the month of sabr. Obviously, when a person has to stay hungry from eating and drinking, etc., and has to carry out his errands and his duties and his responsibilities. Together with that, sometimes it is the heat, sometimes it is some abnormal circumstances where he misses out his food, etc. Sometimes some difficulty and hardship overcomes him, he has some extra commitments. Then, because it is here, he's in the process of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of carrying out such a great ibadat, then he should exercise patience. He should be patient. He should not start snapping at people, become irritable and lose his temper, etc. No, but he should exercise patience. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Sabr wa sawabuhu al-jannah." That sabr is such a great characteristic in a person that when he exercises it, then in due for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him paradise for a little amount of difficulty here in order to gain paradise. How simple it is. If you look at our mundane activities, person undergoes hardships and difficulties, and makes great sacrifices to earn a living sometime, or to go to places sometime. He goes under long, arduous journeys, long journeys that are tiresome sometime. He stays away from eating and drinking sometime to earn wealth when he's very busy in his shop, etc. That is taken in his person's stride, why he knows of what he's going to receive. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to encourage us, for sabr tells us that the reward of sabr will be paradise. The reward of true sabr will be paradise. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that wa shahrul muwasat is the month of expressing sympathy for those people that are less fortunate than us. We have ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. There are many who are deprived of those ni'mats. Then this should be a month where we share those ni'mats with those people that are deprived, whether it is in the form of eating and drinking, whether in the form of clothing or other forms. We should try and share this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the spirit of goodwill and sympathy should be there for our fellow Muslims and for our fellow brothers. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us here that this month is such that it generates those feelings of sympathy for those people, especially when we eat, when we stay away from eating and drinking, and we undergo the hardships of staying hungry. Then we know the pangs of hunger of those people that have nothing to eat, that are less fortunate. And this should be of a nature that we share the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to those people. And it is such a month of barakat, yuzadu yuruskil mu'min mu'min fi, or kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the rosy for the believing people in this month. Ma'azallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our food, etc., not in need of keeping us hungry. There's nothing short in the treasures of Allah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us and gives us more ni'mat in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam draws our attention to another good deed. A very, very simple deed, but it's a great amount of reward. Great amount of reward here in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for carrying out that deed. And also another aspect comes to the foyer, that is the value of a fasting person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says that that person that gives for iftar, fasting person, he gives him something to eat in the time of iftar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi, will become a means of the forgiveness of his sins. Secondly, itqum minan nar, will become a means of the freedom and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And thirdly, kana law Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of that fasting person without decreasing the reward of that fasting person. If a person gives something to a person that is fasting, some food to break, make his iftar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins, frees him from the fire of Jahannam, and gives him the reward of that person's fast as well. In other words, apart from his fasting, he has fed one person, he gets another reward he gets the reward of another fast. If he feeds another 10 people or 50 people, he gets the reward of a 50 fast. Without that person's fast, without that person's reward decreasing in the least. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person fully and gives you and me fully if we feed that person. Can we imagine the value and the status of a fasting person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person who just feeds him, he gets so much reward, his sins are forgiven, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And we find normally the true spectacle here in many countries, especially in the Haramain, we find it seems this hadith is understood very well and thoroughly, where people are standing outside of the masjid and waiting till people come, and they're holding them and explaining to them and trying to convince them to come and sit in their dastarkhan and open the fast day. We should also have the spirit in view of this great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has here of feeding those people. We may not have many poor people in our area, but alhamdulillah, we have some good organizations that can take our monies and give it to those people that do not have food, that are less fortunate than us, and we can become a means for us to gain this great and enormous sawab that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions here. Look at the spirit of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one of them is yearning to get this reward, but there's difficulties and setbacks for them. What do they say, O Prophet of Allah? Not each one of us is in the condition to feed a fasting person. We do not have the means to feed a fasting person. We know the poverty and difficulty and hardship in the time of the Sahaba. And look at the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this reward even to that person who gives one khajur to a fasting person. Who gives one khajur to a fasting person to break his roza, or just gives him a sip of water, or just gives him a sip of milk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him this entire reward. In other words, the barakat of this month is so much that with one khajur, a person's sin can be forgiven, he can get entry into paradise, and he can get the reward of that first fasting person. Just with giving him one khajur, or just one sip of water, person fills up some water and gives it to a person that's fasting, and he opens his fast with that, this is the enormous reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Shows the fazl of Allah, the grace of Allah in this Mubarak month, and also shows the status of that fasting person. He's so dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person just does this for him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive his sins and give him salvation from the fire of Jahannam and give him the reward of a full fast apart from his fast. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after giving this consolation to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not need an enormous amount of money to feed a fasting person. This will also be sufficient for you to gain this reward. This is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us thereafter that this month, the first part of the month brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part brings the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part brings the emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. People have explained it differently. Some say because there are three different categories of people, those that are extremely pious, then from the very beginning, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And secondly, are those people that are not extremely pious by engaging in the ibadat of Ramadan, this is the fast and taraweeh, etc. Then the second, third, we find that the mercy of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends for them. And thirdly, are those people that are extremely sinful, after their sins are cleansed here, we find after participating in the ibadat of Ramadan, in the last portion of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam draws our attention again to the hukukul ibad and says, those people that lessen the burden of his servants and his bondsmen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them also freedom from the fire of Jahannam and will forgive their sins. Other words, those people that are fasting also, and they are our subordinates, they are servants and are working for us, then if we lessen the burden for them, then for lessening the burden for them because they are also fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins, there is a status of a fasting person, so much she's beloved and loved by Allah, that by just lessening his burden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all our sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees us from the fire of Jahannam. That is why our mashayikh mentioned that those people that have staff should at least employ some additional staff in the month of Ramadan, or give them leave earlier, some way or the other, they should lessen their burden, even if it's 15 minutes or half an hour early, because of the month of Ramadan, with this intention that I'm lessening the burden of this Muslim staff of mine, because they are fasting. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this reward that is promised here by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And towards the end of the hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. tells us that we should abundantly indulge in four things. There are four characteristics that we should carry out. Two are such that we cannot do without, and two are such that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those two that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, to read the kalima excessively, and together with that, to seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are two things that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person reads the kalima, person seeks for forgiveness, and the other two things are such that we cannot do without, and that is to seek entry into paradise, nasirullah al-jannah, wa ta'udhuna min al-nar, and you seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of Jahannam. Here you should remember, this is the month of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors of paradise and has closed the doors of Jahannam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us here, so to say, encouraging us here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to paradise and seek refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing us to seek abundantly paradise. And to seek, in other words, like some mashayikh mentioned, paradise is made so easy in this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors and closed the doors of Jahannam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us and exhorted us to abundantly seek refuge from Jahannam and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannat. And this is such a reality, a person can do it in any moment, in any state, while he is walking, while he is going to his job, while he is sitting there in a business also. As'alullah al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min al-nar, and all the other two du'as that Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, a person can continuously say it, teach it to our wives and children, etc. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Rasulullah s.a.w. informs us to ask for Jannat, why should we hesitate, and why should we be reluctant, and why should we cease from this easy dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the reward, the person that gives the fasting person water to drink, just simple water to drink. Then another reward is mentioned here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him water from my fountains, it's from the Hawz al-Kawthar, such water that he will never get thirsty till he enters into paradise. Here again, drawing our attention to those people that are fasting, that if a person gives him just a bit of water to drink, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him water from the fountain, from my fountain, on the day of judgment, from the Hawz al-Kawthar, such water he will drink, that he will never, after drinking that water, he will never become thirsty till he enters into paradise. And we all know the difficulties and hardships of the day of judgment. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shows us very simple methods whereby we can get these great rewards. This was mentioned, as I mentioned, on the last day of Shaban, so that the importance of this can be instilled in the house, in the hearts and minds of the ummah, and so that we can value this Mubarak month and not let it go by without gaining all these rewards and all this barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the true understanding of the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the courage to take maximum amount of reward. So remember, it is the most extraordinary month, the most outstanding month, is the month which cannot compare to any other month. And this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our behavior also should not be normal in this month, should be extraordinary. We should be more particular, and we should be more careful, and we should realize the value more and spend more time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.